Jeff King Motors. You got my fee in the morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. 6 past 6. A good looking day as well. The sun will come up from over there. Well, you know what? About two or three minutes away from now. So if you just cast your eyes that way, not looking directly at the sun, obviously. Thank you. Just got to make sure that we clarify that for you. 133353 is our telephone number. The email, moffy@triplem.com.au. A couple of those to go through shortly. And, of course, on Facebook, you'll find us there as well. Triple M Coffs Coast. 26, our top expected, as Sheree mentioned. A possible storm maybe a little bit later on. And some showers around the place today. 26 again tomorrow. 24 on Friday with a shower or two. It was quite cool this morning, actually. I got up. Hopped in the car, put the windows down, had the Robertson Brothers playing in the car. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Or you could even do it as Bruce fought the law and the law won. I was listening to that. Windows down, very chilly. I ended up having to put them back up again. That's how cold it was. Australia Post is cutting back letter delivery services to every second day in regional areas. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on.
You got my fee in the morning.
Australia Post cutting back on letter delivery services to every second day in regional areas. Charles Darwin University Professor Steve Greenland says that we'll soon probably see fewer post offices and post boxes as well. Take a listen.
If you think about the branches that they're closing, obviously it will be the quieter outlets, the street post boxes that have small amounts of mail being posted in them. And unfortunately, the high numbers in regional and remote areas.
I mean, when was the last time that you sent a letter, though? I mean, apparently it's about $1.20 for a stamp, I think, now. I'm not sure, to be honest. When was it? Last week, I think. I sent something in one of those express post bags thinking, you know, express post, that'll be quick, to Brisbane, to Albany Creek. And it left here on, I put it in on the Monday, I think it was, and it didn't arrive until late on the Thursday afternoon in Brisbane. Not exactly sure what's express about that, but anyway, it's just the changing times, I guess.
Triple M.
Maroons fullbacks Reece Walsh and Kalyn Ponga are in the mix for Origin 1. The series has been launched in Melbourne at the MCG. Now, that's where Game 2 will be held this year. Queensland coach Billy Slater is exploring his options, revealing his open to having both superstars in his side. I don't know how they'll do that, but good luck to them. In Super Netball, the West Coast Fever have won their season opener against the Greater Western Sydney Giants. The score in the end, 84-65. Janelle Fowler Nembard, who is the Fever goal shooter, finished with a whopping, have a listen to this, 98.5% accuracy. Talk about on target. Well done. But well done to the entire group. Their coach, Dan Ryan, very proud of their efforts, that's for sure. In the UK, the Parliament's debating some of the world's strictest anti-smoking measures. We'll tell you about that. And a local company, FM Glen Construction. Morning, Spence. Ian. He listens to the show. Craig, you'd be up. Marie, good morning to you. But they have been appointed by property developer Third Eye to build Sable at the Jetty, which is fantastic. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on.
On this gorgeous day.
On this day.
On this day.
Triple M's On This Day.
Don't miss any of the action of the 2024 NRL and AFL seasons live at Legend Sports Lounge and Bar, CEX Coffs.
G'day, it's Moffy. Today is April 17. In 1935, Australia's national airline Qantas operated its first overseas passenger flight from Brisbane to Singapore. In 1970, saw Paul McCartney release his first solo album, McCartney.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you pulled me out of time. You hung
The following year, each member of the Beatles had a solo single in the UK charts. This one for John. Power to the people. Paul had this one. It's just another day. Ringo with this. And George, well, he had this one. Really wanna be with you. Really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. And the number one song on the charts on this day in 1971, Three Dog Nights, Joy to the World. The song stayed there for 6 weeks. My love, does it go? In 1998, we lost Linda McCartney, the wife of Paul and a member of Wings. She died aged 56 after a three-year battle with breast cancer.
We decided early on we wanted to be together. I've never thought to be a singer or a keyboard player, you know. But Paul just said, well, do you want to get in a group? I went, let's do a group together. I went, I don't really play anything. He said, well, you could play keyboard. Here's middle C. You can go learn it. Which, so I sort of taught myself. I'm still not a great player, but I'm up there. I've got the spirit. I'm really there for the spirit, I think.
It was this day in 2021, the funeral of Prince Philip took place at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle.
Her Majesty the Queen goes into the Galilee porch, led by the Dean of Windsor, and will be taken to her seat in the choir.
We are here today in St. George's Chapel to commit into the hands of God the soul of his servant Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. With grateful hearts, we remember the many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us.
Birthdays today, and politician Barnaby Joyce is 57.
I know about Mr. 22% over there. Mr. 22%. One of our biggest supporters, aren't you? You're watching us. We're doing a good job for you, aren't we?
Well, Posh Spice, or Victoria Beckham, is 50 today. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. And it all happened today, April 17th. By the way, we're going to be broadcasting the dawn service for Anzac Day next week from the Cenotaph in the middle of Coffs at CEX. So if you can't make it to the dawn service, just put Triple M on and we'll be there from 5 a.m. Next week for Anzac Day. Well, Muslim leaders are concerned for the security of mosques and their constituents after a stabbing at a church in Sydney Southwest was declared a terror attack. A 16-year-old boy is under arrest in hospital, accused of stabbing a priest and a bishop in relation to this religiously motivated act of violence. Jamal Ordin Al-Kaki from the Lebanese Muslim Association said that he's wary the incident has already been labelled as terrorism. Also in the UK, we'll tell you about this, these anti-smoking measures that they're putting in place. They're really quite incredible. And a council release that came out yesterday, which, look, I don't know what's going on there, but all their releases seem to be very tabloid at the moment. It's almost like, you know, it's just sending out releases to have pot shots at the state government. The one yesterday that they had was laughable. In fact, one of the councillors even publicly on Facebook questioned who wrote it and who approved it. And they're both valid questions that we reached out last night late to the council after seeing that post to ask the same thing. We'll tell you about that soon. You got my fee in the morning. Well, the UK Parliament is debating some of the world's strictest anti-smoking measures. The bill would ban anyone turning 15 this year from ever buying cigarettes. Now, it'll create the first smoke-free generation in centuries, and Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty's told the BBC it'll be a public health victory.
The great majority of smokers wish they'd never started, but they become addicted at an early age, and then they're trapped, and their choice has been taken away by that addiction. This is one of the reasons why the arguments that if you're pro-choice, you're in favour of cigarettes is so surprising, because this is a product which is designed to take your choice away.
I mean, the smoking these days is socially really is just not really a thing, is it? I mean, wherever you go, and it's interesting now because if you're sitting there and you're eating, you know, food or whatever, and you can smell a cigarette, you're like, because you don't usually. But one thing I found in New South Wales, different to Queensland, is that, you know, in Queensland, there's no such thing as even smoking areas for poker machines. And it's something that I notice very different in New South Wales is when you go to pubs and clubs and things like that, and they have the smoking area for the pokies. I mean, years and years ago as a kid, I remember we'd go to Captain Wavell Services Club, which was in Brisbane. You'd go out for dinner, and I remember, or if, say, Mum and Dad might have gone out, if they spent a little bit of time around in the pokey area, they'd come home, you'd have to wash your clothes because they would reek of cigarette smoke just from being in the club. That's not really a thing these days. But, yeah, over in the UK, so what they're aiming to do is put a bill in there that if you're 15 this year, you'll never, ever be able to buy cigarettes. And you know what? It's probably not a bad thing. The West Australian Premier says he's not ruling out following the lead of Queensland in introducing the new stop and search powers, giving police the ability to seize weapons. It comes after the six people that were fatally stabbed at Bondi Junction on Saturday before a bishop in Sydney was attacked by a knife-wielding teenager during a mass on Monday night. And then in Melbourne, in the west of Melbourne yesterday, a teen was injured in a fight involving an axe and a machete at a shopping centre. This is going on in our communities right across the country. It's something that I know, talking to my sister, it's something that happens every day in the UK, stabbings and knife crime and things like that. It's not something that happens here, nor should it be, and nor should it be something that we get to a point where we say, oh, another stabbing. Because the moment that you say that is the moment that you kind of go, it's normal, and it's something that's always happening. We've got to make sure that we get on top of it. I was talking the other day about how I hadn't had a good jerky for a while and we had some in the vending machine here, and then I got a message from Will, my mate at O'Brien's Plumbing, and he said, Moffy, I missed the end of it. Did you say you liked or disliked jerky? So I said to him, well, no, I like it. Nothing better, you know, on a weekend than just sitting back in the chair, watching the footy, having a jerky. You know, sometimes that can be too hard, and I don't like that. It's got to be, you're just not too chewy, I think. And he said, look, I can hook you up. And, well, didn't he hook me up yesterday? Jake came back and he said, oh, because I just did the usual, is that for me? Because he had a bag in his hand. And he went, actually, funnily enough, it is. I went, oh, what is it? And he said, it's beef jerky. It's from O'Brien's. And I had a look, and there it was in all its glory. The sweet teriyaki beef jerky that he got from, I think it was the West High Street Butcher. And good morning to the team down there. By the way, this isn't an ad, but just warning you guys, there's probably a chance that, you know, Catherine, she'll probably come knocking. But it was delicious. In the little cryvacky kind of little bag, and I got the scissors and cut it open. And you could smell it. Delicious. And the strips were just small, but they weren't too chewy. And I even shared. Will, you'd be proud of me. I shared with Todd. I gave him two pieces. One, and then I said, Todd, you've been a very good boy. Have another. And so he did. And but no, very nice. I'm going to have to go and get some more from there at West High Street. At the butcher there, funnily enough, is on West High Street. But well done, boys. Delicious jerky. I enjoyed it. And no, because, I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, where it is a lovely snack, and it's good for you. It's good for you as well. Well, I think it is. That's what I'm going with around the whole, you know, it's protein kind of thing. So, yeah, I'll be back there. I think I'll have to go and get some more.
The North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club in beautiful Milestone.
Good morning, Moffy.
Hello, who's this?
It's Meba.
Oh, Meba, it's been so long.
I know.
Where have you been all my life? No, really, where? No, I'm kidding. Hey, Meba, let's give this a spin. November's come up this morning. So, yep. If we can get the right date for you.
That'd be great. It'd make my day.
It would. All right. Meba, November 19.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
Meba, you've scored the cash. $260 today is yours.
Thank you.
I tell you what, Meba, when you got up this morning, did you think you were going to win the birthday wheel?
No, I didn't, actually. I was meant to go for a walk, but my friend is sick.
Oh, well, you know, don't tell your friend. She'll, you know, maybe want a cut.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Meba, congratulations. $260 with the birthday wheel. Thanks to North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club is all yours.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And so it goes back to $50 when we play tomorrow morning after Meba's win this morning. November 19. Unreal, actually. because, you see, obviously we've got a very large listening audience to the program and a lot of people with birthdays in November. And it's funny because every time that you spin up a month, I often get messages from people. And I got one here from young Nicholas saying, hopefully the birthday wheel doesn't land on the 29th, which is his birthday of November. Well, no, you're very lucky he didn't land on the 29th. He landed on the 19th. And I'm sure that Nicholas, when he heard that and heard Meba winning, he would have thought...
That is so cool.
Yeah, I know. And we do it thanks to North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club at Milestone. I'll wait for the abuse on the text now, where they've got great food. From Nicholas, that's where the abuse will come. The club hosts the annual Anzac Day Dawn Service 2 next Thursday from 5:30 a.m. and will be open from noon for lunch. And then 2 Up begins at 2 o'clock, which...
That is so cool.
I know. Sheree Coleman's in the newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Wouldn't think with the sunshine around today that we'll expect more rain. But, boy, it got overcast yesterday afternoon around the coast. Now... A step forward for a new housing development at the Jetty.
Yeah, that's right. Construction on this new development is actually set to get underway next month now, with a property developer, Third Eye, appointing FM Glen Constructions for the Sable at the Jetty project. So this one's going to be a collection of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. It was launched to the market in late 2022, so 90% of those units are already sold.
And it should be finished by the end of 25, which is great. Now, signs the whale migration could be starting early.
Yeah, we are getting some reports of humpbacks moving up the coast already. It usually starts about May, but there are a couple of early birds. But it's prompted a reminder from Orca too that while plenty of us love to watch them along their journey, it is important to give them space. There is that 300-metre exclusion zone that applies around whales, and that's for all vessels, not just boats.
Yeah. Now, tell us about this plea from farmers.
So with all the recent rain that we've been seeing, there is a renewed push for funding to fix our battered roads and bridges, especially in the more rural areas. The farmers issuing a desperate plea for some hefty federal funding in the upcoming budget.
Righto. We'll hear more about that coming up at 8 o'clock. You have a good morning.
You too. Thanks, Moffy.
Sheree Coleman in the newsroom. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.
The Triple M secret song.
Triple M.
Morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Now, $220, the Triple M secret song. Thanks to Yurunga, Chainsaw and Moa. Have a listen to this, Nicole, and see if you can guess it correctly by title and artist. And once more... All right, what do you reckon?
Is it Sing by Ed Sheeran?
Sing by Ed Sheeran. Computer says no.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
No worries.
At least you've ticked off one, so we've had Oasis, we've had Sing by Ed Sheeran. Nicole, you have a good day.
You too, thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. So another go tomorrow morning, 7:40. The Triple M secret song, thanks to Yurunga Chainsaw and Moa. $240 tomorrow.
You got my fee in the morning.
Just quickly, I'm going to say good morning to Craig and all the team at FM Glen, because property developer Third Eye has appointed FM Glen Constructions to deliver their debut Coffs Harbour project, Sable at the Jetty. Now, the construction is set to commence in May, which is not far away at all. The project will comprise of a collection of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, and it was launched to the market late in 2022. It's now achieved over 90% of residents sold, with Buyers so far, we're told, consisting of largely downsizers and owner-occupiers. Now, Third Eye say, we're thrilled to announce that FM Glen Constructions has come on board to deliver Sable at the Jetty. The project represents more than just a development. It symbolises a significant step forward for Coffs Harbour's coastline and also for the local community as well. Now, the remaining apartments at the project are priced from $675,000 to $1.695 million. Construction on Sable at the Jetty, as I said, due to start May this year with completion estimated late 2025. So it's really going to see the city mature. And with all the different projects that we've got around, and it's something that it was actually something that Joe Bjelke-Petersen said, and I've mentioned it many times on this show, is that you know that the city is growing by the number of cranes that you see in the skyline. Over the last couple of years, between Coda in the CBD, you know, Shoreline down near the plaza, the construction of apartments and things around the jetty, we really are growing.
Triple M's Radio Scatterbrain, thanks to Coffs Harbour Produce for rural, garden, equine and pet supplies.
Oh, someone's calling some.
Hello.
Hello, Triple M.
How are you? It's Rachel.
Oh, hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I didn't know what was going on there for a second. It was ringing through and it was all happening. Now, Rachel, we have $210 today with Radio Scatterbrain, if you can get all 10 categories correct.
Yep.
You know how it works. Can't say the same word more than once. Say pass if you're not sure. We'll come back at the end if there is still time left. The letter today, Rachel, is R for Rachel.
Fantastic.
Here we go. A part of the body.
Rib.
Correct. A song by The Corrs.
Pass.
A vegetable.
Radish.
Yes. A Twilight actor.
Robert. Yep.
Pattinson, yes. A grain.
Rice.
Yes. A cartoon character.
Roadrunner.
Yep. A three-letter word.
Red.
Correct. The opposite of left.
Right.
Correct. A kitchen appliance starting with R.
Pass.
Material that you can tie.
Rope.
Yes. A song by The Corrs.
Runaway.
Yes. And then a kitchen appliance.
Refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, but the buzzer went before. Rachel, so close.
Okay.
Hey, you have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. So close. Unbelievable. Anyway, can't give Rachel the money today. $220 when we play tomorrow morning with Radio Scatterbrain. Have a quick listen again to that. Kitchen appliance.
Refrigerator.
Whew, so close. Triple M. Talking earlier about jerky and Tony. Here you go. Tony Ryan, he says, Moffy, you haven't tried the best jerky until you have tried the best beef jerky on the coast until you try. This is very confusing. There's a lot of sentences repeated. But basically, I think what Tony's trying to say is until you've tried our local barbecue beef jerky, and he's put the website there, and, of course, our address, Tony, 2 Peterson Road, if you'd like me to, give a review. Marg says, because we were talking earlier about letters and how they're going to be only every second day delivered in regional areas soon. She says, Moffy, I posted a letter on Friday. So there you go. Beautiful sunrise photos Gary sent us through as well. Thank you, mate, for those up at the Marine Lookout. I actually, years ago, it was when COVID happened and you couldn't go to dawn services and things like that, but you could go, out distancing, and we were up on, our top of our footpaths and driveways. Well, that's where I actually went, was up to the Marine Lookout there. And what a spectacular time it was. I sat there, I had my earphones in, listening to the Canberra Dawn service on Triple M and watched the sun come up over the horizon. It was truly spectacular. 19 to 9. Well, Grief Australia want people struggling with recent news of knife violence to limit their exposure to confronting content, establish healthy sleeping routines, and prioritize as well self-care. Chief Clinical Officer Dominic Robert Hendren says that parents should also create open spaces for kids to express their feelings as well. This story coming out of Queensland that we read this morning, a Queensland court has heard that former cricket test player Michael Slater allegedly stalked a woman and sometimes sent her more than 100 text messages a day. The ABC reporting the 54-year-old faced Maroochydore Magistrates Court yesterday morning after his case was adjourned on Monday. He has been charged with assault, occasioning bodily harm, strangulation, unlawful stalking, entering a dwelling by break-in at night, and four counts of common assault. Now, he sat in the dock wearing prison greens during his appearance and collapsed to the floor when Magistrate Raylene Ellis denied his bail application. He was helped to his feet by prison guards. The court heard police allegations that Slater sent unwanted text messages, made phone calls from private numbers, and left voicemails in an escalating manner. The court also heard a motion sensor detected Mr. Slater at the alleged victim's home just before 10 p.m. last Friday, the 12th of April. The court heard that he was filmed by a security camera as he allegedly yelled abuse from outside before breaking the window of the kitchen, climbing through it, and allegedly assaulting the victim. Police said authorities were called and Mr. Slater was taken to Nambour General Hospital to be treated for injuries from the broken glass. The court heard that Mr. Slater has underlying mental health conditions that can result in impulsive and reckless behaviour. His lawyer, Michael Robinson, said his client could immediately attend a rehabilitation facility in New South Wales, but Mr. Slater's bail was denied and his court appearance will next be scheduled for May 31. So Michael Slater is not out.
Muffy in the morning.
Well, it's Thursday tomorrow, which means we're going to have a chat to Maroon about the rugby league coming up for the weekend. What are we up to? Round 7? Can't remember. Have to have a look. Anyway, we'll look at that tomorrow. Have a lovely day. Stay safe. We'll catch you then. Bye-bye.
Wait, is that it? Bye, Uncle Michael.
I said, hey, Kosovo. You got my fee in the morning. Singing I love Triple M. Please don't hit snooze again. You got my fee in the morning.